Welcome to ESL Podcast's English Cafe, number 5. Hello and welcome to the English Cafe. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the beautiful city of Los Angeles in the state of California. And this is coming to you also from the Center for Educational Development. On today's podcast, we have a couple of interesting things to talk about. We're going to be talking about brunch. We're going to talk a little bit about Martin Luther King. We are going to give you some information about a big story in the news here in the United States. About a book, and we will, as always, answer some questions. Let's get started. Well, the first thing I have to tell you is that I got a new computer program this week. The software comes with a lot of new songs and sounds, so I've been experimenting with some of those. Well, it's Sunday afternoon. I'm recording this podcast in advance, as always. My wife and I went to brunch this morning. Brunch is a combination, the word brunch, B-R-U-N-C-H, is a combination of two words, breakfast and lunch. So brunch comes somewhere late in the morning or early in the afternoon. We call that brunch. And brunch is a very popular thing on the weekends, on Saturdays, and especially on Sundays. Many restaurants have a special menu for brunch, and you can sometimes it's all you can eat, meaning you pay one price and they you eat all the food that you want. And it's very popular, the idea of a brunch on a Sunday. So my wife and I went to a brunch, and I'm now back and recording this podcast. Well, let's get into talking a little bit about Martin Luther King. Now, the reason I want to talk about Martin Luther King today is because Monday, the 16th of January, was Martin Luther King Day in the United States. This is a national holiday, meaning that the government closes on this day. There's no mail service. The post office is closed. The schools are closed. All of the public buildings are closed in honor of Martin Luther King. Now, you probably know Martin Luther King was an African American, and that's the term we use now for someone who is black, African American. He was a famous African American civil rights leader. Civil, C-I-V-I-L, rights. Civil rights are basic rights for someone to be able to participate in government and not to be discriminated against. And of course, the United States has a long history, unfortunately, of racial discrimination. Racial, R-A-C-I-A-L, refers to race, the color of your skin. And Martin Luther King was a great leader in helping change the laws in the United States in the 1960s. He was unfortunately killed in the late 1960s, and it was a great loss to the United States. Well, in the 1980s, there was a law passed that established, that began Martin Luther King Day, to honor him. And when we say to honor someone, H-O-N-O-R, we mean to remember him and to remember the good things that he did. So this is Martin Luther King Day, and this holiday is always the third Monday in January. It's very popular in the United States to make the national holiday on a Monday, so everybody gets a three-day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So many people don't have to work tomorrow because it is a national holiday. I said we were going to talk a little bit about some book news, what's going on in the world of books in the United States. And there was a big story this week over something called a book called A Million Little Pieces. A Million Little Pieces was a best-selling book. And remember, best-selling, all one word, means it was one of the most popular books in the United States. This was a best-selling book last year in the United States. And the author is James Frey, F-R-E-Y, who also has a best-selling book in the United States this year. Well, there was some controversy, problems with his book. One of the organization's website actually tried to investigate his story. Now, his story, his book, is about his own life. It's what we would call a memoir. A memoir, M-E-M-O-I-R, is the same as an autobiography. An autobiography. A-U-T-O-B-I-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y. And that is the story of your own life. Well, his life, according to his book, was a very difficult one, in which he had gone to prison. He was a criminal, and they put him in jail, in prison. Jail and prison are the same thing. They put him in jail, and he was a drug addict. He was a drug addict. An addict, A-D-D-I-C-T, is someone who is addicted or uses drugs and can't stop using them. Well, it turns out, meaning after some time, this is the result, what happened. It turns out that he didn't actually do all the things he says in his book, that someone found out that some of the stories in his book were not true. And this caused a great controversy in the book world, you could say, here in the United States. And it was in all of the newspapers this week about this particular book. Well, one of the reasons that this book became so popular is that a very famous woman in the United States recommended this book to other people. That woman is known by all Americans. Her name is Oprah Winfrey. Oprah, O-P-H-R-A-H. And Oprah is one of the most famous women in the United States. She's also one of the richest women in the United States. She was one of the first African-American television personalities. She has her own television show every day that is on television in the afternoon. And she's been doing this program for about 20 years. It's what we would call a talk show. a talk show is where she has people on her show and she interviews them and talks about all sorts of things. She has movie stars. She has authors, book authors. She has people who are politicians. President Bush was on Oprah when he was running for president, and Bill Clinton before him. So Oprah is very powerful, very influential. She influences American culture because she is so popular. Well, one of the things that she does on her show is recommend books, usually pretty good books. And this last year, she recommended this particular book, A Million Little Pieces by James Frey, F-R-E-Y, Frey. And as soon as she recommended it, because she recommended it, it became very popular. In fact, every month she recommends a different book. And this has been called Oprah's Book Club. And if you go into a bookstore in the United States, some of the books will have a little sign on them that says, in Oprah's Book Club, meaning Oprah recommended this book. So it's important to know about Oprah because she is a very famous person here in the U.S. And she's has a lot of influence, a lot of power in changing public opinion. So that was one of the big stories this week. We're going to answer some questions as always, and we have been getting lots of questions, and I want to thank all of you for sending in your questions. Our first question comes from Aileen, A-L-I-N-E, Aileen from Sao Paulo in Brazil. And Aileen wants to know how she should end a letter or an email. What do you say at the end of the letter or the email? Well, you probably know that to begin a letter or an email message, we usually say dear, D-E-A-R, and then the person's name. Now, if it's a formal letter, we would put two dots after the name, a colon, C-O-L-O-N, a colon. If it's an informal letter, someone we know, we would put a comma. At the end of the letter, again, it depends if it's a formal or an informal letter or email. The common formal way of ending a letter is to say, sincerely, yours. Sincerely, S-I-N-C-E-R-E-L-Y, yours, Y-O-U-R-S. You capitalize the S of sincerely, so it's capital S, but you do not capitalize the Y. And then you put sincerely yours, comma, and then you put your name. And if it's a letter, you have a couple of spaces where you put your name and you sign with your signature. An email, of course, there's no signature. Well, sincerely yours is a common formal way of ending a letter. You can also just say sincerely, comma, and then your name. There are other ways of ending a letter. You can also say cordially. It's a little less common, but cordially, C-O-R-D-I-A-L-L-Y, means the same as sincerely. To be sincere means that you are telling the truth, that you are being honest. So sincerely yours, or sincerely, or cordially, you can assign your letter all of those ways. Now, if it's an informal letter, you probably will not say sincerely. You will probably use some other expression or phrase. You might just say, well, if it's someone that you love, like a family member or your wife or husband, you can say love, L-O-V-E, comma. Always capitalize the word. But you might say something like best wishes or thanks again, comma. Sometimes you won't say anything for informal letters. Sometimes you will just put your name at the bottom of the letter without putting a, what we would call a closing, C-L-O-S-I-N-G, which is, that's what we call that end part of the letter, the closing of the letter. So thank you, Aline, for that question. Take one more quick question. This one from Alan in Hong Kong. Alan wants to know about the pronunciation of can and can't. Well, can't, C-A-N apostrophe T, is short for cannot, and can is pronounced can, and can't has a T sound at the end. And it's sometimes difficult to tell the difference when someone is speaking very quickly. I can't hear you. I can hear you. The first one was, I cannot hear you. I can't hear you. But the T is very soft, which makes it difficult for you to hear the difference. I can't hear you. That was, again, I cannot. I can't hear you. But if you say, I can hear you, the difference is very small. So it is a difficult difference. And usually, one of the ways that you tell the difference is that you know the context. You know what the person is talking about. But even native speakers sometimes have to ask, did you say can or can't? So don't feel badly if you don't understand or can't hear the difference. It's a very common problem. Well, that's all we have time for on today's English Cafe. I want to thank you again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow with our regular ESL podcast and on Thursday with another English Cafe. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening.
ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.